2021年广西北部湾经济区初中学业水平考试英语班测卷四。一，听句子选图片。你将听到五个句子，请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑，每个句子读一遍。
Number one, Chinese is my favorite subject. Number two, please look at the sign, no parking. Number three, how many times a day do you wash your hands? Number four, look, Linda and her brother are playing basketball. Number five, Yuan Longping is a scientist and a national hero.
Two, 听句子选答语。你将听到五个句子，请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑，每个句子读两遍。
Number six, what a beautiful song you sang just now.
What a beautiful song you sang just now.
Number seven, is this dictionary yours, Mike?
Is this dictionary yours, Mike?
Number eight, this movie is so interesting.
This movie is so interesting.
Number nine, may I use your pen?
May I use your pen?
Number ten, how far is it from your home to school?
How far is it from your home to school?
Three, 听对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容选出每个问题的最佳答案，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑，每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话，回答第十一至十三小题。
Jenny, what do you plan to do this weekend?
I will stay at home on Saturday, and on Sunday, our family planned to visit the City Museum.
Wow, sounds great.
What about you, Stephen?
My parents and I will visit my grandfather this Saturday, and then we'll go for a big dinner on Sunday.
What a busy but wonderful weekend.
Would you like to go to the new bookshop with me after school?
Yes, I'd love to.
Jenny, what do you plan to do this weekend?
I will stay at home on Saturday, and on Sunday, our family planned to visit the City Museum.
Wow, sounds great.
What about you, Stephen?
My parents and I will visit my grandfather this Saturday, and then we'll go for a big dinner on Sunday.
What a busy but wonderful weekend.
Would you like to go to the new bookshop with me after school?
Yes, I'd love to.
请听第二段对话，回答第十四至十六小题。
Hello, room service. What can I do for you?
I'd like to order dinner, please.
What would you like, sir?
I'd like a sandwich and a fruit salad, please.
Okay, what about some drinks? We have all kinds of tea drinks, orange juice, and hot milk.
Hot milk.
Okay, may I have your room number, please?
Room 202.
All right, sir. You will have your dinner in 15 minutes. Hello, room service. What can I do for you?
I'd like to order dinner, please.
What would you like, sir?
I'd like a sandwich and a fruit salad, please.
Okay, what about some drinks? We have all kinds of tea drinks, orange juice, and hot milk.
Hot milk.
Okay, may I have your room number, please?
Room 202.
All right, sir. You will have your dinner in 15 minutes.
请听第三段对话，回答第十七至二十小题。
Hi, Nick. What did you do last night? I called you, but nobody answered.
Hi, Lucy. I was having a walk with my father in the park.
How happy you are. I seldom take a walk with my father. Every time my father finishes dinner, he continues his work.
I think you should have a talk with your father and tell him about your thought.
Good idea. He will have one day off this weekend. Maybe I can talk to him at that time.
Right. It is necessary to communicate with each other.
I can't agree more. By the way, I want to cook some delicious food for him. Can you go to the supermarket with me tomorrow?
Of course. Let's meet at the bus station.
Okay. See you then.
See you.
Hi, Nick. What did you do last night? I called you, but nobody answered.
Hi, Lucy. I was having a walk with my father in the park.
How happy you are. I seldom take a walk with my father. Every time my father finishes dinner, he continues his work.
I think you should have a talk with your father and tell him about your thought.
Good idea. He will have one day off this weekend. Maybe I can talk to him at that time.
Right. It is necessary to communicate with each other.
I can't agree more. By the way, I want to cook some delicious food for him. Can you go to the supermarket with me tomorrow?
Of course. Let's meet at the bus station.
Okay. See you then.
See you.
四，听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑，短文读两遍。
Zhong Fangrong, an 18-year-old girl, comes from a poor family. Her parents worked for the whole family. She was a very good student and went to Peking University, but she had never thought she would be famous on the internet.She suddenly became famous because she made a decision to study the history of some old things. Someone ever said that the job had no good future. She also clearly knew that the career couldn't help her to make lots of money for her family, but she said that she had loved history for years. It's her dream to study it. Although it isn't easy for a girl, she won't regret her decision.Naturally, we all have dreams. You ever wanted to be a scientist, a nurse, or a painter? The dreams might be big or small, but in her opinion, nothing is better than love.
Zhang Fangrong, an 18-year-old girl, comes from a poor family. Her parents worked for the whole family. She was a very good student.And went to Peking University, but she had never thought she would be famous on the internet. She suddenly became famous because she made a decision to study the history of some old things. Someone ever said that the job had no good future. She also clearly knew that the career couldn't help her to make lots of money for her family. But she said that she had loved history for years. It's her dream to study it. Although it isn't easy for a girl, she won't regret her decision. Naturally, we all have dreams. You ever wanted to be a scientist, a nurse, or a painter? The dreams might be big or small, but in her opinion, nothing is better than love.
Hello,
everyone. I'd like to tell you that a new school will be built for us. The new school will be very big. There will be a swimming pool, a dancing room, and a football field. On weekdays, the students will spend 7 hours in school every day. Besides Chinese, English, and math, there are interesting courses about dancing, speech, and Chinese chess. All these can make students interested in learning. At noon, the school can provide all kinds of food, such as noodles, dumplings, and rice. So the students can have many choices on food and eat more happily. As for the teachers, they will be excellent, and the students will be polite and friendly. They will learn from each other and help each other.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to tell you that a new school will be built for us. The new school will be very big. There will be a swimming pool, a dancing room, and a football field. On weekdays, the students will spend 7 hours in school every day. Besides Chinese, English, and math, there are interesting courses about dancing, speech, and Chinese chess. All these can make students interested in learning. At noon, the school can provide all kinds of food, such as noodles, dumplings, and rice. So the students can have many choices on food and eat more happily. As for the teachers, they will be excellent, and the students will be polite and friendly. They will learn from each other and help each other.